gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet that the other stations are tuned in to.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Christopher Roberts. Joining me now, he is from Minneapolis, Minnesota. He is a psychotherapist and the owner of Mindfully Healing. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Mitchell Olson to the program. Mitchell, welcome. How are you today?
Hey, good. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for taking a few minutes out of your day to join us. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
And why don't you start us off? Tell us a little bit about who you are, what you do.
Well, professionally, I'm a psychotherapist that I practice in the Minneapolis, Minnesota area. I help treat issues such as anxiety, depression, abuse, trauma, relationship issues, just working with a variety of issues or traits where people come in and they want to seek change or understanding or, have a space to talk openly and confidentially about things that are going on.
All righty. Now, what really got you started in what you're doing? What sent you down that road?
Well, for about 12 years, I was in digital marketing and e-commerce, and eventually grew into my own small business and, had a lot of corporate clients and things like that. But over time, I just found it to be really unfulfilling, and I kind of got worn out on the corporate world, so to speak, and I went into psychotherapy on my own, and then also did career counseling to try to figure out what might be some career matches, and then over a process of, probably 3 years, figured out what I wanted to do, and then started working towards seeing what I had to do for, education and making a change, and went back to grad school, and then, sort of downsized and moved the family and all that stuff. So it's been a journey, but so far it's been a wonderful journey because I get to do things that I like to do. I get to work with people more, and I really enjoy helping them and them allowing me to kind of be on their journey with them through their change process.
All righty. Now, what kind of background does somebody really need to do what you do?
So at a minimum, to be a licensed psychotherapist or a mental health therapist, you need a graduate master's degree, and it's normally psychology or counseling, marriage or family therapy, or social work will get you started, and then you go through your licensing process, and you take the national exam, and then you need about 4,000 supervised hours to get licensed. So it's definitely a process, but the minimum is to that master's level, that master's degree.
Don't you wish it could only take 400 hours, right?
Yes, right. Yes, it'd be much quicker path to getting in. But yeah, it definitely takes dedication. It takes someone who really has a passion for it, and really wants to do this type of work. It's kind of got to be built into you, I think, to get through all of that. But if it's there, it's really rewarding. It's really, I really enjoy coming to work now every day. Where, but back when I had my own business and I was in the corporate world, it was really drudgery to go to work every day. So, I guess encouraging people to seek that change, to seek if things don't feel right, if they're struggling, if something's not right, doesn't have to be work related even, but just to seek that out and see what's going on internally. There's obviously some incongruency going on, and to pursue that and not let it fester into something that can turn into something much larger.
All righty. Now, why do you think your clients choose you over someone else out there? What sets you apart?
Well, typically, as you go in, you find areas that are very interesting, areas that are with the professional training and also personality that I found to work pretty well when doing different types of treatment or interventions. And so people will get, get specialized training, and a couple of mine are dialectical behavior therapy and clinical hypnosis or hypnotherapy. So those two things kind of I offer, and it sort of sets me apart because not everyone offers the same stuff as far as like specialized treatments. I can talk more about those two if you like, but that kind of sets me apart. And then also, you know, as people are, you know, starting to feel better and getting things worked out, sometimes they'll tell their friends about it, and you kind of build a reputation, and you get people calling you that way too. So I think it's the quality of the work, and then also what we specialize in is what sets us apart from other psychotherapists.
All righty. Now, where do you see yourself moving forward? What's going to be on tap for you?
Yeah, so I've been running mindfullyhealing.com for probably 4.5 years, and I started that in grad school. I just was finding, like, you know, the self-help stuff out there, the stuff to sort of help people with these different issues. It wasn't very effective, and a lot of it sounded good because it made things seem really kind of easy to do. So mindful healing was built upon, like, I'm going to put out evidence-based type treatments and ways to help people with these different issues and get that stuff more out there. And then it grew into like a community, and it has a bunch of articles, and then now I'm running my business through it. So there's also professional resources, clinicians, psychotherapists, and then I also have my specializations listed on there too. So if you want to find out more about like hypnotherapy or dialectical behavior therapy or maybe some other type of therapy that you've heard about and you're just interested in more information, there's articles on all sorts of stuff up there. So
alrighty.
It's really a community and a place for resources for people.
Alrighty. Well, how can we reach out and contact you to find out more information?
You can visit mindfullyhealing.com. If you click on the community button when you get to mindfullyhealing.com, that'll take you to the blog posts. You have information about me under the clinicians. Excuse me. Link at the top. But feel free to reach out with any questions or comment on a blog post, and you can interact with our community that way.
All righty. Well, it's been a pleasure having you on the show today. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
You are so welcome, and for everyone else out there, do stick around. We will be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Jason Derulo. I love that music connects to people all over the country. But unfortunately, so does something else. Childhood hunger. 15 million kids struggle with hunger right here in America. And yet, every year, billions of pounds of surplus food in the U.S. go to waste instead of going to the children in need. Feeding America is working to change this. The Feeding America Nationwide Network of Food Banks rescues this surplus of food to help provide meals to families in virtually every community in the United States, including yours. But they just can't do this alone. Join me in the fight against hunger in America. For more information on what you can do to get involved, visit feedingamerica.org. That's feedingamerica.org. Together we can solve hunger. Together, we're feeding America. A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.